One of the newest members of the Minnesota Vikings steps into Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. It's quarterback Sean Hill. Welcome back to Minnesota, Sean.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Good. It's fun to have you. We're in Xfinity Studios, which didn't exist when you were first a Viking back in the early 2000s. What do you remember about your first stint with the Vikings?
Oh, there's a lot of great memories, really. But this particular spot, there was a ping pong table. In 2005, I lost a lot of ping pong matches against Brad Johnson right here where we're standing. But, a lot of fond memories here. Very excited to be back here. A lot of familiar faces still in the building. Only one familiar player, but I've been in the NFC North, so I am familiar with a lot of the guys on this team.
You stole my thunder. I was going to ask you, who is the familiar player, the one Viking who's still here?
Colin Loeffler.
That's right, the long snapper who just agreed to come back. So that's good news, too. Yeah. So it's a reunion.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You and him can play ping pong down here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can buy us a ping pong table.
Nah, we'll ask him if he'll do it.
All right. When you were here, a lot has changed since you've been here. One thing that hasn't is ownership. You got to spend a season or a year with the Wilf family, and they're still our owners. What do you remember about working with them, and what do you look forward to working with them?
Yeah, a lot of respect for them. They came in. And instantly kind of changed this organization. And you could see, although I stepped away after that 1 year with them, you could kind of see how this organization has built, under their leadership. And obviously the stadium coming in, that's real exciting. Mm-hmm. They certainly have a good thing going here. Good young team that's certainly on the rise. I'm just very fortunate to be back.
A big part of the young team that's on a rise is quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, who's been a player for one season, so you've gotten exposed to him for 1 year. What are your thoughts on Teddy's first season, and what do you think about working with him going forward?
Well, the first thing I'll say is anybody that I've talked to in the last day, they all have something good to say about Teddy Bridgewater. None of them have anything bad to say about him. And that's not just people in this building, that's people around the league. So already, in his short career, he's gained a lot of respect just for the type of guy he is. And obviously he's a very talented player. I look forward to hopefully sharing some of the information that I've gained over the years with him. It's gonna be a great, great work environment for both of us, and it'll be fun.
One of the teams you've played for since you were a Viking was the San Francisco 49ers. So I have two things to bring up with you about that. You were involved in a very infamous game in Vikings history, but you were on the wrong end of it. You already know where I'm going with it, don't you?
Yeah.
What was it? Favre to Lewis.
Favre's first home game, in the Metrodome. Yeah.
You remember that game?
Barely.
Yeah. We all do, too.
Yeah, I still lose sleep over that.
You thought you had a victory, didn't you? You were close.
Yeah. Well, when you're playing against Favre, one thing I knew going into that drive was, you don't count a victory till the clock clicks zero. So. That was a wild one. That one hurt.
Yeah, and you were working with Norv Turner when you were in San Francisco at one point. You're going to be working with him again. Was that a factor for you in choosing to come to Minnesota once again?
Yeah, it was. A lot of respect for him. Always have. So just the opportunity to work with him again was certainly something that played a factor.
What's changed for you in your life? Family, kids? What do you like to do in your free time? Are you going to be comfortable being a Minnesotan again?
I'm looking forward to being back up here. Married, have a young son now. Love to fish. Caught a few good fish up here in my last stint, so I'm looking forward to getting back into that. We're very excited to be up here. And my wife, this will be her first time up here, but she's been up here a couple of times just visiting, and I still have a lot of good friends around the area, so very excited about being back.
Before we go, I want to ask you about your new head coach, Mike Zimmer. You've probably gone against a Mike Zimmer defense a number of times throughout your career. What's a Mike Zimmer defense, and what kind of thing do you think he's trying to instill here in Minnesota?
Well, they're always good. it doesn't matter. Obviously personnel matters, but all of his defense, no matter who he has, seems to be a good defense. And he does have great personnel here. I got to play against him last year in the opener, they were very tough. They were tough to drive the ball against, and made some plays against us. Uh, Same thing with Coach Zimmer. A lot of people have reached out to me and just talked about how great of a guy he is and how I'm going to enjoy working for him.
Yeah. We talked to Chad Greenway earlier, and he called you a consummate pro. What do you think that means?
Well, I've got to know Chad just from playing against him, and I would say the same about him. We faced each other a few times, that's a great compliment. I don't know if you can say that about every player, but I can certainly say that about him as well.
All right, man. Well, welcome back to Minnesota.
Thank you
very
much.
We're glad you're here, and let us know on that ping pong table.
Yeah, we'll do. Don't hold your breath.